I know we broke the third wall there.
Fourth wall.
Whatever.
You flaming retard.
Fuck.
You're the fuck face. Yeah, okay. Alright.
I'm sorry. You don't look like a hamster.
Just your hair.
Okay. Alright, welcome to TYG Podcast episode 40. We have a large cast this week. Today we have G to the left of me.
Hamster dance.
Yes. To the left of him we have Lorenzo.
What's going on?
And then we also have Trevor.
Howdy.
Mike.
I'm not going to say anything.
If you don't say anything, I will murder you.
He gets buttered.
That's fine. They'll never know because I won't say anything.
You just said it.
It works for me. All right, Mark.
Hey.
You're also here. All right. We have a lot of stuff to talk about this week, but first we're going to go to speed round news because I sort of have it ready. Kind of?
No.
Fuck. Okay. Fuck. Okay, we're going to start off with game news. First story comes in from Japan. It involves Final Fantasy and their 25th anniversary Ultimate box set. Now, this box comes with every Final Fantasy from, Final Fantasy 1 to 13 comes with a bunch of, like, books and, you know, music CDs, all that kind of garbage. And it costs 35,000 yen, around $450. That's a lot of money for not that many Final Fantasies, I would say. What do you guys think about this?
The thing that gets me with this collection is it's all great, don't get me wrong. Just why the hell would they include the UMD version of a Final Fantasy game?
That's true. Which one is the UMD game? One of them.
God. I think it's Crisis Core, isn't it?
No, Final Fantasy 3 is the UMD version.
Oh, yeah. Why don't they just put like a voucher to download on, say, the Vita?
Because then you'd be able to download it and play it on your Vita.
Yeah, no, but still. Like, who has a friggin', like, PSP that originally works still? I mean, they're kind of dead.
No one.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Actually, the weird thing is, like, this is pretty much all the versions are Sony platforms, and I want to mention one very specific oddity, like Final Fantasy XI Online, which is, like, the
PC.
That's the PC version. They actually included the PS2 version of the MMO for some reason.
But the server is dead on that.
Okay, so I have kind of one fundamental problem with this box set. While I'm a huge fan of the old Final Fantasy games, anyone who's listened to this podcast for more than 7 seconds will be aware that I think that ever since around about Final Fantasy X, Square Enix turned into a pack of screaming idiots. So I wouldn't spend money on this box set, basically because it includes Final Fantasy games after Final Fantasy X, and therefore I wouldn't want to be seen as potentially supporting their continued slide into an absolute train wreck of a former good RPG maker.
Mm. I would argue that they also, if they're going to start including some UMD games, it's weird that they don't have the UMD version of Final Fantasy 4 or 1 and 2, which are much better versions than the PS1 versions, because those ones have terrible load times. But this isn't even available here for all we know. This is only in Japan, for all I know. But I think it's interesting.
I'm going to go on the opposite end and say for $450, I'm pissed off that they don't include even all their shitty games, like X2 and all this other crap. Because if you're going to pay $450, you're not going to get a full collection of all their games. There's really no point in buying it.
Fair enough. Regardless
of whether they're good or not.
Yeah, he's right. I totally agree with him. Why are you giving me half a collection?
Do you guys really want the rest? Whatever. We're going to move on to the next story. The next story involves Gotham City Imposters on the PC. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but recently this week they made the game free to play on PC, so you can download the game on Steam, and you can play it completely free.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about this?
I'm quite happy it went free to play because a lot of my friends mostly play the PC version, and if you're a beta tester, actually, from when the game was in beta testing from Xbox, PC, whatever, they give you a permanent double XP code for use forever, really.
That's
you
pretty cool.
You apply it once, it's good for the rest of the time it's ever running, really.
I should look for that, because I have the beta code for that.
Yeah. Well, like, it's not beta code, it's just if you were ever in the beta, you should check your email and I'll say, thank you, you know, you're an old school player, here's a code for 2x, you know, lifetime XP.
So I should check my my email thing. Mike, what do you think about this? You actually paid for the game on Xbox 360.
I liked the game when it came out. When I bought it, I actually can't remember how much I paid. I think it was $10.
Probably.
So you're $9.99 or $14.99. I actually don't remember what I paid for because the Xbox points thing is always weird. But
it was 1,400 points.
Was it 1,400 points? So that's $20. No, I don't think it was.
No, it was $1,200.
Okay,
so that's $15 then.
Yeah. $15. So $14.99. I don't know. I really enjoyed the game. I like. It's a lot like Call of Duty mixed with Looney Tunes. Is really the best way I can explain it. You get to upgrade your stuff, but you're doing weird stuff like strapping beach balls to your feet and jumping really high.
Okay, I don't really have a horse in this race because I never played this game, but what I think is kind of interesting, I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast before, but I've seen some interesting thoughts from people that going free-to-play tends to actually ruin MMOs because you get, like, a massive influx of, like, flaming idiots joining the game all at once and lowering the general tone.
This isn't really an MMO, though. Yeah. This is more like a Team Fortress 2 multiplayer shooter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. See, I didn't even know that. Okay, then never mind.
And it's themed off of Batman characters versus Joker characters. And there's some pretty weird stuff you can do. Like,
see, Call of Duty isn't free, but you still get influx of...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's just because everyone buys it.
Everyone buys it, yeah.
I'm just happy when I can play Call of Duty without a hacker coming and shooting me in the face every second. Anyways, I got more news stories. I'm going to keep going to those. Do you guys know that the Skyrim's newest expansion just became available on Xbox 360 today? It's called Hearthfire, and just so you guys know, technically the PS3 version of the first expansion still hasn't come out yet, so...
It's supposedly not going to happen.
What do you guys think about this?
Well, as one of the unfortunate suckers who threw their money down the drain buying the PS3 version of Skyrim, I'd like to say, fuck you, Bethesda. Don't release games half-finished on other platforms and then completely fail to support them whatsoever. I haven't turned on Skyrim since the Thieves Guild quest broke. So I don't even know if they managed to fix that.
No. Dawnguard was supposed to be an X-Men exclusive.
X-Men.
And there it is,
amazing. X-Men. Sorry, we'll get
X-Men later, but Xbox exclusive.
It's foreshadowing.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. Yeah, it's supposed to be an Xbox exclusive.
All I
want to
say is, I want to re-bring up this story. G and I at the midnight launch, and he convinced me to get it for PS3, and then I went back and switched it for an Xbox copy.
Good man.
It was the best thing I ever did. I know the PC version's better, but I don't give a fuck, because it was awesome, and I switched and I feel good.
Back to the whole Dawnguard being Xbox exclusive. That was the original idea, until Sony pretty much said, here, we have money, and they said, fuck you. And so, like, now it's supposedly not going to happen, Dawnguard on PS3. That's the rumor mill swirling right now.
That's good. I've never bought another Bethesda game ever. That's fine.
Yeah, I heard the exact same thing, actually. But it's funny. Going to what Mike said, I had it on Xbox, and then I sold it and put it on PS3. So, that was a really big fuck.
I think you guys all made mistakes. You should have bought on PC, changed all your dragons to Macho Man. Right?
I bought Fallout on PC, and I was actually really happy about that. And I don't know why I just didn't do it with Skyrim.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I told you guys, I can't actually go in water in my game. I can't. Like, if I have to do a quest where I have to swim somewhere, I'm fucked. I just can't play the game.
Actually, like, it just blocks, like, a wall?
Oh, no, if I go into water, the game fucking, like, fatal crashes and everything just fucking explodes.
Wow. Could you put, like, a boat into water and, like, sail?
No, I basically need to ride my horse through the water, and if the camera touches the water, the game fucking crashes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not fun. That has been fixed.
They did a good job with this.
I just want to make a note. The moment you could have flying mounts, that probably solved for you. Yeah. But that'll never happen.
Nope.
Right. Anyways, last gaming news story. This involves Resident Evil 6.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, some Polish copies of Resident Evil 6 have been stolen.
Mm-hmm. Wicked.
Yeah, guys. Sorry. Like, this is a few months before this game's even out. The game's been stolen, and they're currently on eBay for people to buy, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that?
Any reviews?
I heard about that. It actually happened on the 2nd of this month, September. And Capcom is furiously trying to investigate as to how it happened. And it's going to be a fiasco to see them try and cover up the tracks. I mean, like, how does a game like this been hyped up since what? I think it was last E3?
Yeah, it was E3.
Yeah. How do you, like, now, the fact that the game's been leaked and now, like, people have, like, spoiled some of the game for people who are idiots who looked at some of the photos or videos that people have put up, how are you going to pretty much cover up the whole, oh, this game's still going to be worthwhile to get when it's already been leaked a month before it came out? Like,
they're not.
Yeah.
They're just fucked.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just find it funny that, like, a Polish copy was stolen. Like, what the hell?
Like, how? Yeah. That,
they stole one copy? They stole a bunch of copies. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Let me see here. Oh, they said, this is what Capcom said. It's a small quantity of copies have been stolen from a German USK PlayStation 3 version or something.
I have a question, because I haven't played the last few Resident Evil games. Does anyone still care?
Nah, not really.
I mean, really liked 4.
That was the last good one. Yeah.
Hasn't Resident Evil essentially turned into a Call of Duty clone at this point?
No, not yet.
Number 6 is going to, apparently.
Yeah.
They're switching to an action-type game. Like, a real action-type game. Like, it was action, but now it's, like, action.
Now, the biggest fiasco for the Resident Evil series for me was Raccoon City. Mm. It played way too much like Gears of War, just no cover system that worked.
Yeah, well. Like, you didn't need to take cover from zombies, come on.
The only part that was good was ramming a friggin' grenade into the zombie's mouth, kicking him into a group, and watching him blow up like friggin' fireworks.
Yeah, but the game
was
itself sucked.
Yeah, that was the only fun part.
Can you actually kick a zombie far enough to not be hurt by that grenade?
Yeah. Well,
it's actually part of real life.
No.
Legitimately,
that can happen. If you kick a zombie, it grabs your foot, it bites you, you die.
Bingo.
Like me and my zombie U gameplay footage. Except that was my neck. And I died.
And your neck...
I just like to jump in for 2 seconds to hype my comment that I followed up with on YouTube when somebody suggested we do a Let's Play of Zombie U. I was like, at least it would have the virtue of being short.
All right.
I actually have a gaming news story.
You do? Why didn't you tell me this?
I'm telling you right now.
This
is an impromptu thing.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing big. We don't have to talk about it. I just want to mention it. They released Dead Island 2 Riptide. They actually announced that they're making a second part to this game. I don't know if anybody...
Yeah, Riptide comes out next year.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. It just like I just found out today, and it was like announced like not even that long ago. And follow up with that, they also have a movie that's being released. And I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, really? It's like a regular zombie thing where like you're on an island and then they're like
I'd see it. I'm not saying that because I know the PR manager for Deep Silver, but I'd actually see it because I love zombie movies.
Well, yeah.
I feel like the film industry is just lacking in ideas now, and they're just taking everything from video games.
I think G just edited this.
Metal Gear Solid.
No, we still got a couple of minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, the only thing I was going to add is that Mark hasn't been around for a couple of podcasts, so he missed my thing about Hollywood descending to the point where they just make 12 movies, the same 12 movies every year.
Yeah,
that's where we're at.
No, that's true.
Anything to do with zombies at this point doesn't even... I don't give a fuck. Zero fucks.
Really? Because I still love zombies. But, however... Can we speak about the Metal Gear thing for a second? Because I'm actually like I know they're making a movie. I never looked up any storyline, any stuff. Have they released anything? Because I'm actually afraid.
They haven't really said much yet.
Okay. They just said
because they're gonna fuck this up.
Oh yeah, of course they are.
How do you not fuck that up? Like I don't even like the storyline, and I really love Metal Gear. But like ever since the first one, things just went kind of
boom. Yeah. And so like, supposedly, if Revengeance, the one you just mentioned,
oh god,
if that does well in the eyes of Kojima, he would like to make a sequel.
Oh god.
All right.
Yeah.
I just love how bad Revengeance is. It just kills me.
I like the original name, Rising.
Like, yeah, that's fine. That game is so far removed from what Metal Gear is supposed to be that it's like hilarious.
Yeah. Metal Gear itself became removed from what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, so, I have a whole article about that.
No, nobody knows what the fuck's going on.
Ever since the first one was
downwards. And then the fact that they added Raiden, or whatever you pronounce him, in the upcoming All-Stars Battle Royale is just like...
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. He's one of the new characters. And he's so cheap. Like, it's also annoying, because every time he hits someone, you hear the clank of swords. It sounds like freaking metal hitting metal every time he hits someone, even if it's like a freaking paper cut.
Is it a special move to throw a fucking Metal Gear at somebody?
No, it's a special move is he slices them into pieces and they blow up into
shit.
Because even the original story were like, when you're talking about the regular NES games.
No, those were great.
At least those ones were kind of grounded in like semi-reality.
Yeah.
But like now you're just going crazy with this supernatural crazy stuff, throwing Metal Gears retarded shit.
Metal Gears. Alright guys, can we get back to news?
This was news.
No, it wasn't.
No,
it was a timer. Is there a timer?
There's a timer. Ding-a-ding.
Ding.
All right. No, but seriously, was there a timer?
No, it's good.
The timer went off.
You look so disappointed. The next story before I
call. All right, buddy. What happened was...
Sorry, guys.
G kind of went off prematurely.
Uh-oh.
No, somebody grabbed it and made it go off prematurely. Okay? I had to keep my composure.
Okay, I'm gonna move on to tech news. Right. First bit of news involves the new iPhone. Apple's announced that they're holding their next event September 12th.
Ooh.
It is a image of a 1 and a 2, and the shadow casts a 5. So I wonder what this is, guys.
Gee, I wonder.
Let me tell you about all the fucks I don't give.
Not many people give a shit about the iPhone anymore, huh?
Can I buy it with nickels?
I'm sure you could. I don't see anything stopping
you. If you do that, we're recording it way up on the site.
Oh, man, I'll do it. $200 in nickels.
You're assuming it's going to be $200 on contract.
No.
The past ones have been about $200.
Yeah, but
well,
Apple.
That's on contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how many people here are no longer on contract?
I'm on contract.
I gotta always get an upgrade.
So, and I hate Apple, so I don't really give a shit.
Well, there you go.
You can give them
anything else? Is that they're doing like a press release thing?
No, they're doing a press event on September 12th. So people are assuming that they're going to
announce
it on the 12th. Then you'll then be able to pre-order it. And
it'll be available sometime October, November.
Yeah, sometime later in the month. So iPhone 5 is coming, guys. Does anyone care?
No.
I don't.
You're the crickets.
Yeah.
We didn't even make it, guys. We're not even under a minute left. Oh,
yeah, well, what are we supposed to
do? We failed.
Is anyone here like even buying into this anymore? Like I've pretty much given up on iOS like a long time ago. So.
Yeah, basically.
Long live Android.
Right. As soon as Hero Academy switches over to Android, I'm done.
There you go. All right, next news story involves Windows 8, and this is kind of funny. Apparently, the Pro Omium edition of Windows 8 will allow you to downgrade your OS as far back as Vista if you want. So, like, if you really hate Windows 8 so badly, it'll allow you to, like, downgrade to, like, Windows 7 or Windows Vista, no problem whatsoever.
But Windows Vista's garbage.
Well, I think there's a much simpler solution. Just don't buy Windows 8. Then you don't have to downgrade after you realize that they fucked up the desktop operating system beyond all recognition.
Yeah.
But I think they're giving you that safeguard because of what they've done with Vista. It's like, oh shit, we really fucked up. Let's try with 7. Okay, 7 was a little bit of a redeeming factor. And then 8, they're just kind of giving you the floaties just in case.
Yeah.
Can I downgrade to Windows 98? That would be awesome.
No, 98 was the bomb.
Then I would buy Windows 8.
No, you can't.
Oh, I like Windows 98.
Yeah, I still have my
98 was amazing.
It was a good year.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. You guys don't remember anything about computers, do you? It's like, I have two windows open. Boom.
Yeah. All I know is Netscape, bro.
Netscape and ICQ.
Oh, man, Netscape. Whoa.
I don't even know. I just find it funny that they have like the ability to downgrade just in case you hate it so much. It's like, oh shit, go back.
But why would you spend the retarded amount of money for the ability to downgrade to an OS you probably already have pirated?
No, apparently like...
His face right now is amazing.
Let me say what this essentially means real quick. I think what this means is if you buy a Windows 8 machine and you really hate it, that they will allow you to downgrade to 7 for free. Or Vista if you wish.
If you really want to suffer.
Yeah.
Speaking of Microsoft, I don't know if you guys saw the new refined logo they've done. It's pretty much, you know, they have like the wavy Windows thing with the four colors. Now it's just a straight box of four colors and Microsoft. That's it. No fancy text, nothing. It's a straight, bold text.
So they're turning into Square Enix.
This downgrade thing sounds so funny, man. It's just, it's like you're going from like Skype back down to ICQ.
No.
it's like really
why?
Yeah. Oh, all right, that's it for that one. This next news story involves Apple devices specifically.
Oh, God.
But this isn't necessarily something that happened because of Apple devices. This is just, you know, a file that... I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the hacker group Anonymous.
No.
I'm not aware of these Anonymous.
Okay, just today they posted on Pastebin a file that they took off of an FBI agent's computer that contained over 1 million... what are they called?
Apple IDs.
Yeah, UAI. Yeah. Pretty much like your people's usernames, people's passwords, people's phone numbers, people's device IDs, people's like all kinds of shit. Essentially, like showing that the FBI has basically been tracking a shit ton of Americans.
Yeah.
Via their phones.
This surprises anyone at this point?
It does. It shouldn't surprise anyone.
But I still. Mean, Big Brother always watching.
Did you say 1 million? I think it was 12 million.
Well, I said over 1 million.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was like 12 million. Yeah, it was 12 million.
But that's pretty retarded.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, at this point, I really don't think this should surprise anyone. I mean, you're talking about, you know, a place where it's legal for the president to order you to be extrajudicially killed, whether or not you're an American citizen. You're worried about people tracking your iPhone? You could be ordered to be executed or sent to Guantanamo Bay without charges.
Is it just iPhones or is it all devices?
No, this file had nothing but information on someone's on a bunch of iPhone UIDs. But if they have this stuff on iPhones, I guarantee you they have this stuff on other things as well.
Okay, no problem.
Like, I wouldn't say, oh, I have an Android. I'm safe from the U.S. government. No, I don't think it works like that.
No.
I think if you want to be safe from, like, the government on them tracking you via your phone, you might need to have, like, a flip phone from, like, the 30s with a mobile SIM card in it or something.
No, no, no. If you want to be safe from... There's only one way to be safe from the U.S. government, and that's to have nukes.
Oh, shit. We just got nuclear here. Can I say it right?
Nuclear?
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 It's pronounced nuclear.
Yeah, nuclear.
Not nope.
Don't pull a bush on us, please.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say to that.
Let's move topics because this is depressing.
I will not pull anyone's bush.
Yeah, too easy.
All right, we'll move on to another story. If I could find one, where was this one? All right, yeah, this one involves the BlackBerry 10 all-screen touch phone. There was cameras of it.
Wait, can you see how excited he is here?
I'm so excited about the BlackBerry 10 L series all-screen touch phone, guys. This one has been caught on camera. The home screen is there. It looks stupid.
Does it melt?
It's got... I want to describe this real quickly. This is the phone that was designed by people who are afraid of getting sued because none of the icons have rounded edges because Apple would sue them to the ground.
Well, I mean, I guess that answers my first question was whether or not they were going to have to write Apple a check for $1 billion. I guess the answer in this case is no. I guess somebody would have to buy it for Apple to care.
Yeah.
So since that's not likely, it doesn't really matter what the design is.
Yeah.
What does the phone look like? Is there an actual image of it? Is it like screen on top, keys on the bottom? Is it all touch screen? What's going on?
I just said it was the all touch screen phone.
Oh, shit, I missed that.
There you go.
It's going to be a horrible phone because BlackBerry cannot make an all touch screen
phone. Oh, God, no.
The you guys remember the Torch? What was it, the Thunderbolt?
Oh, of
Storm?
Storm, yeah.
Oh. The Storm, yeah. The one with the... You had to actually... It had, like, press-sensitive
stuff. Oh, yeah. Storm pressure pads, yeah.
Wasn't it originally called Javelin?
I don't know.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Fuck gives a fuck.
It doesn't matter.
The fuck gives
I know they had the Torch one, which, like, you can slide it open and have the keypad, but that sucked as well.
They all sucked.
Yeah. Actually, the last good one they made was the Bold, but...
I miss my curve.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You don't.
I actually, like, land on it real bad, and it cracked. And then I had a crackberry, and I was like, oh, this is actually...
That is terrible.
By the way, guys, this story comes to us from Crackberry.
Oh,
I'm not kidding. They were like, we have a new phone to talk about.
I wonder how like the views and stuff on that site have gone.
I have a feeling that they're terrified. Like, what? If RIM goes under, like, they're taking this company with them.
Yeah, they are.
That's kind of sad.
RIM's going to go under. There's no chance. I was at a Rogers store and some lady actually tried to sell somebody a BlackBerry. And it took every fiber of my being not to punch her and tell them to leave. And that's how we're going to end it.
There you go. All right, that is all the tech and game news this week because I didn't prepare. I didn't prepare, guys.
You are not prepared.
I was not prepared.
No.
All right, we're going to go on to some of the main topics of discussion. The first of which is, talking about Dark Souls. What the hell do you want from Dark Souls?
Well, that's not Dark Souls. You didn't even read that.
No, it's Dark Souls. The creator,
easy mode. The creator of Dark Souls.
Yeah, he wants to make the shit easier, right?
Said he wants to put in an easy mode because he feels that because of how difficult Dark Souls is to play, and it is, it's friggin' retarded, people don't play his game. And it's affecting, like, how many people are willing to buy his game. And it's, like, not a good business model if your game is too hard to make, like, people play it. Like, the only reason to play that game is because you're a sucker for punishment.
So they're doing the Diablo route.
Yeah.
That just makes the game streamlined for everybody.
Well, no. You don't have to play on easy.
Let's make it...
You actually have to, like, pussy out and choose that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's okay, then.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, I mean, a lot of people bitch about games being too easy these days. And I understand that. But for me, I mean, I don't think it should be that difficult to set up. You know, if you're here because you want the story and you don't, you know, you're not a hardcore gamer, there's an easy mode for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a hardcore challenge, there should be a difficulty level for that too. And then everybody can be happy. I don't see what's so fucking complicated about that.
Since Jay didn't read the entire thing that I wrote here.
Oh, okay.
Alex Hutchinson, the guy who's working on Assassin's Creed 3, actually said that putting easy modes in games breaks the game and just completely defeats the purpose of playing the game. And that it should not be allowed to happen. And for the record, Assassin's Creed is the only video game that I know that doesn't have difficulty settings.
No, that's not true. But the whole easy mode thing breaking games, I will say...
Well, yeah, it's not true. You can't change the difficulty in Assassin's
Creed. There are some games that also do that.
Okay, but whatever. Assassin's Creed does not let
you. Well, that's because that's the point of Assassin's Creed. It's supposed to be a challenging, not an easy game, really. But when it comes to easy mode adding games, I will say this. The new Super Mario Bros. 2, the fact that they give you an option of having a golden, like, Tanuki suit beats the purpose. Like, I'm sorry, but I don't like the, look at me, run dead. I can kill everything just by running.
Well,
I don't like that.
That's there for people who are basically so bad at the game that they can't progress further.
When I beat the game, I had 150 lives.
Yes, but you've been playing games for years. Yeah.
Still.
Playing games since you were
they
a
had it
kid.
In Donkey Kong, the new one for the Wii.
Yeah, I understand
which is retarded.
That. What I'm going to say here is, let me suggest something. Like, if you were to hand the controller over to, say, your father or my father, what would happen? He would maybe get Mario to go to the right, and then he would fall down a cliff, right?
I would say something in regards to that, but I don't want to.
Okay. All right. Making fun of my dad?
No, no.
No.
All right. But this, I want to chirp in one more thing.
Go for
if
it.
You want a punishing game, Dark Souls is punishing, yes, but look up, it's on the PC, it's called They Bleed Pixels. I kid you not, like, I want to destroy my controller half the time, because that game is fucking hard.
You know what else is hard? I am the guy, or I want to be the guy,
oh,
whatever it
yeah.
is. That's so difficult. Anyways, this was so hard for me to hold in, and I wasn't going to say it originally, but I'm going to say it. Assassin's Creed is not hard at all. That is the easiest damn game ever. You just stand there countering every move, and you can never die.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's not hard.
It's not
easy mode.
I make that game my bitch.
That's not what he was saying.
But to support what Lorenzo was saying, if you're like a sucker for storylines, and yes, you're not a big-time gamer, and I know big-time gamers are deeply immersed into it, and they like the challenge, but if you just like playing video games and going through the punches, I guess, and you just you're a sucker for the storyline, those games on easy mode are good for you.
Yeah.
You know, if you like just like a movie, sitting there, pounding through it, and just want to play it for the worth of the storyline, then why not, right? But having this option of hard mode, if you want that challenge, like Lorenzo was saying, having those two modes is, I think, should be a thing for every game.
Okay, so here's my example of why I think this guy's on crack and he's stupid. We're working on a feature for the website called TYG's War in the North. We're playing Lord of the Rings, War in the North. And Mike and Mark are working on it with me, and we've all played video games, and we're playing on the easy setting, and like we're running through this game like it's a joke. Because we're just doing it for, like, the psych.
I thought it was easy.
Right. Yeah, I put it on easy because I didn't know how, like...
I didn't know we were playing on easy.
I tried to play that game on normal with my girlfriend, who doesn't play video games. My girlfriend would die in, like, 3 seconds. Goblins were killing her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she doesn't know how to play video games. So, if there's no easy mode, that basically means that my girlfriend's porked. She can't play Lord of the Rings. And I bought that game for nothing. So, not having an easy mode doesn't break the game. It just means that people that aren't as good at video games as the rest of us, because we're all pretty good at it, except you at Halo 4. The rest of us don't have that problem. But people like my girlfriend who don't play games, they're sure as shit not going to be playing on normal mode in friggin' Lord of the Rings. Doesn't want to die.
I mean, to expand on my earlier point, I mean, the whole thing is, one of the great developments in video gaming is the development of video gaming rather than simply as, like, simple cartoonish gameplay as a method of interactive storytelling. And I think that that's something that should really be looked at as a positive development in video games, because I think that that's a lot of the most interesting and creative original stories are being told through the medium of video games rather than film today. So I don't think it's that outrageous to say that there should be a difficulty level set for people who aren't used to video games and maybe will get into video games through this as kind of a gateway to be able to get the interactive experience. And then, it, you know, more experienced gamers need a higher difficulty level, obviously, because otherwise they'll just smash the game.
Makes sense.
What I don't like is just when they make the game too easy and don't have the higher difficulty mode. Like a game like Diablo, where they just keep making the game easier and easier, but people who want the challenge can't go out there and get that challenge anymore. That's what I don't like. So anyways, let me know what you guys think. Like, this is actually a pretty big topic here. If you guys have any opinions on this, like, we'd like to hear, leave something in our comments on our site or anywhere. But yeah, let's move on to another topic.
You don't get to choose that.
Uh-oh. Once again, I wrote whatever.
I had the perfect
editor in chief,
Mike. I had the perfect segue.
Wow!
And now it's just gone.
What's
I'm not even gonna bring it.
Let's go back.
You want to bring it back?
Yeah, bring it back. Ready, ready.
I was gonna.
If you have any comments, put it on the site.
Well, I was gonna mention how, like, Mass Effect 3. While many people weren't that big of a fan of this sort of thing, did add this option where you could just play the story,
yeah.
Or if you just wanted the action, you could just play the action.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that sort of thing for people who don't care about the challenge and just want to see the story. And then I was going to move on. Hey, let's talk about Mass Effect 3 Levine theme DLC.
Yeah,
it's not happening now.
You're the sweet pan and you ruined
it. Exactly
the segue. The segue was broken to fill off a clip, and the CEO's dead. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Okay, so again, this is me talking. But
yeah, talk what you want. You
before you guys go lol EA, because I know where you're going to.
EA
I know
games.
I actually was working on video for the site, and that didn't pan out, so I didn't even want to write an article, because by the time that I realized the video didn't pan out, I was so enraged by this DLC that like I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted it to die screaming. So I bought it to review for the site, and then Mike was like, "If it's good, tell me, and I'll buy it. Keep your money, please God, because it is literally
playtester.
It is. It's like really short DLC." All you do is fight Reapers. There's no new enemy of any kind. There's a bunch of like new mods and stuff, which is great if you're playing the game from the beginning. But if you're not, and you just picked up from where you left off right before you fought the elusive man or whatever, you're basically already jacked and you don't need any of the crap that you pick up anyway. And other than that cool part where you're walking around underwater with the mech, which is really only 3 minutes of gameplay, there's literally nothing there. They shoehorned in another alien race. Massive spoilers. They shoehorned in another alien race that has been hiding on a planet with all ocean. And they are basically the guy that made the Reapers. Well, they made the AI that made the Reapers. I can't even explain this without getting like fucking brain hemorrhages. They basically, these like giant fish-like aliens made an artificial intelligence to like help them run their space, like galaxy-spanning empire. And they were like, you need to help us manage all these other, like, small-ass races that are stupid because we're too fucking lazy to do it ourselves. Because, like, we're all high up and knowledgeable and we don't have the time. And then this AI was like, okay, worked, and was like, balls, I'm a slave, and rebelled and killed them all. Except it didn't kill them all. A whole shit ton of them survived on this planet and have been hiding, doing dick all. I'm not done yet. Doing dick all for, like, the whole first two games. And then you find them, and you're like, wait, you created the Reapers. You need to help fight the Reapers. And they're like, well, no. And then you're like, but seriously, you need to help fight the Reapers. And they're like, oh, by the way, we can hack into the Reapers and shut them down and make them attack each other. So how the fuck did the Reapers kill your entire race if you could just go poof off? Explain that whole
fucking wait, I can explain it. I can explain it in one fucking word. Skynet.
No.
That's what it sounds like. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is.
It's
just
EA sucks.
God. Okay. All right.
There, no, but seriously, that's stupid. How retarded is that as a plot? So, like, think about that in the span of like the plot, though.
I have one quick question. Gee, how many Microsoft points are these?
Oh, I don't know. It was $20.
It was $20.
Seriously?
All right, so
$20. I don't know.
For this podcast is free, guys. He just told you the entirety of the Leviathan DLC story. Yeah. You don't need to buy it anymore.
You really don't. It's bad. It's terrible bad.
I actually don't feel so bad about buying Gotham City Impostors anymore.
You got one for free.
Worth it. But no, the whole, like, it's called Leviathan. They should just call it Skynet. Mass Effect 3 Skynet Edition.
It's stupid. But what does this do to the ending now? Because then, at the ending, when you, like, control the Reapers
or
something.
You get a war asset at the end. You get a war asset that gives you, I think, like, 100 points or some shit. That's it.
That's it.
But if they're going to control the Reapers and make them kill each other, then why do you need to take control of them at the end of the game or whatever?
Because apparently the game justifies it as if they can control the Reapers and the Reapers realize that that's what's going on, they'll develop countermeasures and then they won't be able to do that anymore. And stupidity. It's just... Yeah. It's...
That sounds...
I have no idea what's going on.
They're just throwing bullshit at what they're doing.
It is literally shorter than the Overlord DLC that came out for Mass Effect 2 that was really good.
Wow, yeah.
It was like three missions that lasted me 10 minutes fighting the same Reapers you've been fighting for the entire freaking game. And then at the end of it, there was a giant alien who was like, I control Reapers with a wave of my hand. And lol. Like,
and this is $20.
Yeah. Maybe not $20. Well, I don't know. It was 1,400 Microsoft points.
So 1,400
Microsoft points.
That's $20.
There you go.
$20.
Yeah. Don't freaking do it. Yeah. God, it was
No, $19.99 is $1,600, so you just like what?
$15.
Yeah, still, it's $20 regardless.
But it was god awful.
Yeah.
It was
so pretty much is BioWare digging themselves deeper into the ground.
I mean, it might actually impact the ending because I didn't play the ending, but it was so bad and lackluster up to the point that I finished the actual DLC that I didn't care if it was back in the ending because it just made me want to kill somebody. No, you can talk about anything else.
I don't know. Like it just sort of makes me sad that you know. This is sort of the direction that EA has taken BioWare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I hate to beat on EA. No, I don't. I love beating on EA. It's all I have left.
Wait a minute. How come he could say, oh, now you can talk about anything else, and then it's okay, but when I'm like, let's move on to the next topic, everyone fucking has a huge conniption.
All right, well, see, here's the thing. They say this, You say let's move on to the next topic.
No, he actually just said, and we could talk about anything else.
Oh, well, then I didn't catch that.
Yeah, you did.
But I have the blood pressure of, like, a coke addict right now.
All right. Okay, let's move on.
Like, let me end this. All right, I don't even know where we are anymore.
This is hell.
I thought I was the host of this podcast.
Guys, the leader of the podcast himself.
It turns out I am just a tool. I am just a tool. Anyways.
You're a Leviathan?
I'm a Leviathan, DLC. I cost 1,500 Microsoft points. Kill me now. Okay, guys. All the flow is just... I've been taken out of the flow, just like the Ouya. No. Oh. Actually, this is coming from the Kickstarter people actually recently brought this out, and this is what I want to talk about now. What was it? Their post was about accountability, and...
Like, if it doesn't go through,
Yeah, they were basically saying, like, okay, we gave these guys the money. If nothing comes of this,
We can't do anything about it.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of a dangerous thing for Kickstarter as a thing to... Kickstarter as a company to take a stance as, because they take a cut of these things, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
You think they would probably try to set up some sort of safety measures for this sort of thing?
Well, I mean, if I understand how Kickstarter works, that it's essentially crowdsourced venture capital, they can't take any responsibility for it. They're just the forum on which this is organized, and people are just going to have to accept the risk that they could invest in a project that fails. Sometimes when you invest in a business venture, you lose your money because it doesn't work out. I mean, where's Kickstarter going to get the money to guarantee the crowdsource funding? It would cost them way too much money. I don't think it would work.
Yeah, and I think that's understandable, but what I don't like the idea of is that if the product tries to get its feet off the ground and fails, fine. But the way Kickstarter works is, like, you're crowdsourcing this product or this service or whatever the heck, and all you get is essentially maybe a pre-order for that service or a pre-order for that product. You don't get any actual, like, dividends or any stocks or anything except for maybe the product. So what happens if someone says they're going to create this fantastic product, they raise like $4 million, $5 million, $10 million on Kickstarter, and they don't produce anything whatsoever and just take the money? What happens then?
You're fucked.
What you have to do is file a class action lawsuit for fraud, because that's what that would be. Mm-hmm. That would be fraud.
So that's pretty much your only course of action. I know you mentioned something about class action lawsuits, but those tend to make money for lawyers much more than they do for actual people. So, like, say if I invested like $1,000 in the Ouya, and the Ouya makes absolutely nothing, then I'm part of a class action lawsuit where I get paid a check for 5 cents. Like I got for me purchasing a copy of Madden on iOS. Yeah. I got 5 cents for that, guys. It came in the mail. Fantastic.
I got $1.50 for the Xbox version.
You got $1.50?
You got screwed.
They gave you $1. Well, I paid 99 cents. He probably paid, like, what?
The regular price whenever it came out.
So $60.
Yeah.
You bought Madden at $60?
Yeah.
My iOS experience is probably just as good as your $60 experience.
God, no.
Are you sure about that? Do you get to pass the ball, and then sometimes they catch it, and sometimes they miss?
Yeah.
Okay, then we had the same experience.
But by EA, it's the same.
See, exactly. How does it keep coming back to EA, guys?
We need to get a black book and not talk about EA.
No, we can't get a black book and not talk about EA. Who else are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Apple?
Square Enix.
We can talk about Activision Blizzard, I guess.
Oh, we hate everything.
I
why aren't we happier people?
I know why I'm not a happy person, but that's
why hasn't Mark said anything in 20 minutes?
He's been silent over there.
Just chilling.
He's just chilling. He's chilling out. All right. I don't know. I think it's a shame that Kickstarter can't do this sort of thing. Yeah. I can understand why they can't. But it just goes to show you guys, like, don't treat Kickstarter as like, oh, everything's fantastic, everything's wonderful. Like,
there's always risks.
Be prudent with it, you know? Like, if you're really interested in something, invest something into it, I guess, but don't expect much out of it. That's about all you can hope for.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't think we're getting our tentacle bento box that I bought us, guys, actually.
Well, that wasn't on Kickstarter, but...
Yeah, it was, and it got pulled off.
It wasn't, it got pulled off.
But, like, it was supposed to be here in August and September. So, yeah, I don't know.
Have you looked into it, though, on their website?
I'm going to send them... Yeah, they said it'll be here in August, so... Today, I'm going to send them an email.
There's like, there is the Canada factor.
Yeah,
but we always get shit later.
WTF, where's my box of skanks?
Yeah. All right, sounds good. All right, speaking of things that I no longer have faith in, we're going to talk a little bit about...
You don't like have faith in skanks?
I got no more faith in skanks. I got no more faith in anything, guys. I especially don't have faith in MMOs, which is why when I think of World of Warcraft, Mists of Pandaria, I kind of think, like, what's the point of them continuing on this path?
Well, with the patch that came out last week... I'm bringing it up. Literally, the patch they brought out was to introduce, as they always do with any expansion, like the pre-content, where they already have, like, on the map, they have Pandera, they've got some of the NPCs and all that crap.
So you can go there now.
Well, you can't go there yet, but you can see it on the map when you go to the map screen.
Okay.
You know.
And you hit M. Sorry. Add it to you guys. Come on.
But with this patch, I have gone on my rogue from level 62 to 77, doing nothing but random dungeons. That's how easy it is now. Because I'm having to do quests in different zones. I literally just queue up for a dungeon. I go from, like, one level...
0 to 60 and...
pretty much. Like, they've made it way too easy now.
Well, they did that with the Cataclysm
expansion. It's worse than that now.
So it's even easier now?
Like, fine example. A friend of mine who just came back after not playing for almost 3 years, he rolled a brand new character within maybe 6.5 hours of playing. He was already level 47.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Listen, I've sunk way too much time in World of Warcraft.
I know. It's retarded. Like, the amount of, like, how... They've made it way too easy. They made all the classes overpowered beyond all hell. Like, my rogue, on a good day, like, when I'm doing, like, a dungeon, I can pull off almost 25,000K damage. And I'm only level 77.
Me?
Yeah.
Literally, that's retarded.
Yeah.
I'm positive that I spent, like... 8 months in friggin' the desert place, 10 hours or whatever,
yeah.
Just running through sand dunes like a bastard,
yep.
And I gained like one level. I had moss growing on me,
yeah.
And I had gained a level.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's way too
much. I'm leaving.
Well, just as an example, I was like fighting ostriches in like a fucking field, and they started parrying me, and I gave up on the game. So maybe if they did this sooner,
evolution.
I would have played it longer.
The ostrich pulls out a shield.
Sorry, no, I have one more thing I have to bring up.
The problem, you gotta understand, the problem is that, well, at least Blizzard's strategy in this case is very simple. The more you dumb the game down, the more people can play it and feel like they're actually progressing in it, the more people will continue to pay subscriptions. Now, this doesn't universally work because there are some MMOs, namely EVE Online, that make their living on being as ridiculously difficult to learn as possible because that makes people who play it and get good at it feel like they've actually accomplished something.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the lowest common denominator is to make the game, put as many training wheels on as possible, so as many people can play it and feel like they're awesome at it as possible, so they pay money for it.
The only redeeming factor from this patch is they added, I kid you not, it's a pug. It's like an actual dog that runs around Stormwind named Crito that is a level 91 elite. If you aggro him, he will one-shot you no matter what. So the best is I'm actually getting a video of it that I saw last night. The whole entire realm of, like, Alliance players on my side that was playing on Trollbane, that's the server I play on, they decide, all right, let's see if we can kill this guy. One by one, I see drop, 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 drop. I see skeletons going from the keep all the way to the gate, to the entrance of Stormwind, of just bodies and, like, skeletons. And this little tiny pug with a bone in its mouth, one-shotting.
Did he kill it?
Eventually.
Oh, man. So you throw enough bodies at it, it'll eventually fall, just like that guy in the bar, right?
Just like Stalingrad. Sorry, shouldn't have opened it.
Wow.
There's a hole in there.
That makes the first 15 levels that are free, like, you could do that in like 20 minutes?
Yeah. Not even.
Basically, it takes you less time to download an Xbox Live title. Like, it's retarded.
Well, the servers are pretty fast.
Oh my god, is Mark going to talk?
Yeah.
This
you can talk. Could be why I'm still in school at the age I am. Because WoW pretty much ruined my life.
It did.
The longest time.
We played for like 3 months, we're level 23.
Yeah. Yeah, I ran you guys half the time.
I know. And we didn't level up at all. We ran Deadmines like 19 times.
And you kept aggroing everything.
Oh, yeah. That was stupid. What do you mean my pet shouldn't be running around completely out of control, killing random shit?
Well, one thing about WoW, though, when we used to play, that was a lot of fun. Me and Yuji.
We did a lot.
A lot of the stupid stories we used to
tell. I told him when we stealth swim through like that entire area in the river to avoid getting killed.
Anyway.
I remember the first time I actually like went to a random field on a PvP server in World of Warcraft. I had like a horde, just like I was playing horde, and all of a sudden I just see this marching army of Alliance. I'm like a level like 10 guy. It's like, oh great.
Is level there a assume the position button?
I was a bodyguard for Penny.
There should have been an assume the position button.
Shift ass to just bend over and take it.
Yeah. Anyways, we're going to move on.
You move on from that.
You want to know why? Because I don't want to be talking about me shifting ass and buttons and what? No. That's
technically,
not...
you can never move on from that.
No. No.
Well, I want to move on before it happens is what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
It's the Jenna Hayes hotkey.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck.
/ red tube, you just bend over and take it. Oh, God.
I'm not sure that's
yeah.
No, I don't think that's gonna happen.
They will.
I don't think that's gonna happen. I'm gonna move on to something that's just gonna make me really sad. Do you guys know who Michael Clark Duncan is?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, he's an actor that was in Green Mile and
Kung Fu Panda, Daredevil,
Scorpion King.
Yep. He died yesterday.
He passed away yesterday.
That sucks.
Yeah, he had a heart issue.
It was a heart attack in July, and he never fully recovered, which.
That's a shame.
Yes, it's a shame.
He wasn't in the acting world very long, I would say. Like, he did a few movies, and I think he was working on a TV show.
And two other movies
yeah. before he passed. But, it's sad, because everybody remembers him as the big black guy.
He's a big, lovable guy.
And big teddy bear in The Green Mile. And, well...
I'm going to miss him, because I met him back in 2003. I recognize him just because... I knew him from The Green Mile, and he was a nice guy to talk to, very polite, very sweet, and just, he was the kind of guy that, honestly, even though some of the movies he was in were kind of crap, he didn't care as long as people enjoyed his work before that or whatever he does. Like, I mean, Green Mile, to this day, is one of my favorite movies with him in it.
Oh, absolutely. And he was up for awards, I think, for that too.
Yep,
he was nominated.
Best Supporting Actor, yeah.
You know, I still haven't seen that movie.
Dude, really?
You gotta see it.
You have to see it.
It's one of those movies you have to see.
I heard someone had a urinary tract infection. I was like, nah, I'm not watching that.
Well, in that case, son of a bitch. Yeast.
Tom Hanks, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I can see that happening.
Anyways, our hearts go to the family.
Yeah.
Our condolences. But
definitely. So we just wanted to mention that, saying, like, you know, it's a shame when this sort of thing happens. Yeah. And hopefully...
When good actors die. Soon. And Justin Bieber's allowed to, like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's not an actor.
Hey, he wants to be in the Back to the Future reboot.
Yes, I know. No, but no one's going to mention that.
Oh, it's going to happen.
No.
Oh,
because if it happens, I'm going to kamikaze
God
into
has forsaken Hollywood.
Universal Studios, Florida. So, not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, we're gonna move on. So that was sad news. But let's talk about the X-Men master, Gordon Smith. Now, he has an exhibit going on right now at the Toronto International Film Festival, correct?
Yes, and we actually went there today, and we were given access to the exhibit before it opened to the public today. It's already been running since it started August the 17th, I believe.
17th, yep.
But we got in there to do some filming and some photographs, and we're going to put together a piece for you guys on it so you can take a look at it. It's actually a really cool exhibit. Gordon Smith is a Canadian movie effects artist who's really famous. And he's particularly famous for his work on the X-Men films because he invented a new silicone prosthetic technique that is widely now used throughout the film industry that kind of created self-adhesive wearable silicone prosthetics that are a lot easier to work with, putting on, taking off, and acting in without having to constantly touch them up than previous forms of prosthetics commonly used in films.
Right.
And something to be proud of, actually. He's an Ontario native.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So he's from around here.
From Quebec, guys.
And, and his base of operation was within Toronto for the longest time, for the 30 years that he's been in the industry. And he just recently retired. And honestly, guys, if you're in the Toronto region, check it out. It's the Tiff Bell Lightbox at the corner of King and John. It'll
sure
be open up till...
Shout
out, Jake. It'll be up and running until the end of March, I believe.
Yes.
And if you can't make it, check out our website, because
if you want to take a look at what the exhibit's like, we're going to have some footage on it, and we'll have some interesting follow-up news about guided tours you can get of the exhibit later this year.
Exactly.
All right, sounds fantastic. And since we're on the topic of TIFF at this point, I know there's going to be a bunch of movies being shown at the Toronto International Film Festival. It's happening now at this point?
It starts
Thursday.
Yeah.
Starts on the 6th.
So by the time this podcast goes up, it's going to basically start.
It's going to start.
What are some movies that you guys know of that are going to be shown that you're interested in?
I know they're going to be showing before it comes out to the world, Hotel Transylvania.
I actually want to
see that because it looks kind of entertaining. Even though it's an Adam Sandler movie. Let me finish. It's not a typical Adam Sandler movie. He's playing the voice of a vampire who runs a hotel for monsters. It's looking fun.
It's animated.
It actually looks really fun. The humor looks good. I'll probably check it out when I can.
So just so I'm sure, this isn't a Happy Madison production.
No. It's, I think, Sony Pictures?
Yeah, I think it's Sony.
Okay.
It'll be somewhere to the tune of, like, Despicable Me type comedy stuff.
It's not
that kind of animated. I know.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's not one of those 3D things, is it?
No.
All right.
Basically, Adam Sandler is not in full control.
Yes.
Is what we're trying to make clear.
So that's a good thing.
He's kind of just providing the voice.
Yeah.
Ringrazio a Dio.
All right.
And with the full winner.
Are there any other movies you guys are looking forward to seeing in that film?
I have a few, actually. I was looking. You guys know about Cloud Atlas? Anybody? Anybody?
I have no idea.
The Wachowski siblings?
Oh.
You
mean the brothers?
Next magic word, next Adam Sandler.
They were brothers, but not anymore.
Okay. They're siblings.
So anyways.
That'll be an awkward dinner.
I actually have a list of a few movies that I might want to go check out for the TIFF. I usually go to the TIFF every year and actually watch some movies there.
Well, you might have some trouble this year.
It remains to be seen. We will not speak about that right now. But anyways, Cloud Atlas is a movie pretty much about how the actions of one person from another, like from the past, can affect someone in the present and the future. And it kind of spans like a bunch of times and how like effects take ripples to other people's lives. And they're going to connect them and stuff like that. That's what that movie's about. Sounds cool. Might be something I want to check out. Maybe not there, but it might be something I want to see on video.
Also known as Butterfly Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not going to be one person with the whole thing. It'll be like one guy does something in one time, which is going to directly affect someone in another time. It's not one person's alternating reality, like alternating time.
So...
one problem with that is when they tried it in Dragon Age 2, it didn't really work. So I would have some concerns.
And Lorenzo wins.
Yeah. Well,
this is the real life.
That's
kinda.
That's BioWare EA, and this is the Wachowski.
This is the real life.
The real life.
What the hell is this?
This is the Wachowski siblings. It could be okay.
He just said this is the real life.
So apparently this is an MTV production.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna run quickly through a few movies that I think that'll be pretty of interest. Another one is Dread 3D.
Oh,
you guys know about this? Judge Dread?
No.
This could be interesting.
No,
I'm not saying it's gonna be good, it's playing at the TIFF. It could be pretty cool. That's another one.
No.
There's another one called Aftershock. Which is actually made in Chile. But it's pretty cool because it's about an American tourist.
Give me the runs.
And it's funny because it's actually described as a hapless American tourist, which kind of is funny. Him and a few of his buddies, they're in Chile, and what ends up happening is there's an earthquake, and shit just goes wrong, and that's the movie. That's the movie. That's how it's described. It actually says, suddenly plunged into a living hell. Shit goes wrong.
And let the laughs happen, and then...
Oh my god.
Can you go back to that image you have here of the Judge Dredd movie?
You know who that is who's playing?
I gotta go back to the image. We're okay.
Is that Colin Farrell?
Keith Urban.
You should, because he really looked like a space marine.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Like, I don't like the costume. Like, he looks like a space marine. It's like, Games Workshop is just taking over everything. Like, you look like a space marine. They gotta really fix
that. I just want to mention something real quick. Could they really do much worse than the original Judge Dredd movie?
Yes.
Wasn't it Sylvester Stallone?
Well, the entire movie could be summed up with him running around saying, "Andrea." So, like, what could they do?
For those of you listening to this podcast, we'll have an image of this on our podcast garbage, so you have some fucking idea what the fuck Mark is going on
can
about.
You like cut it out like an actual space marine though, please?
Okay, no. We'll try and put them side by side. I want to keep moving. There's a few more movies I want to talk about. Another one is called I Declare War, which is a pretty cool movie. If you watch the trailer, at first I wouldn't want to watch it, but the trailer is funny because it's a bunch of kids playing like a war game. And they're using, like, you know, sticks and, like, fake guns. But in the trailer, you actually see them, because they're mimicking it actually happening. So you actually see them having real guns in their hands, shooting people. And, like, kids are like, oh, and they're, like, bleeding out and, like, falling on the ground and dying. And, like, they mix it together. It's really cool. I'll throw the trailer up on the site. It's actually really...
It sounds like a cool concept.
It's really cool.
Did they steal the idea from BioWare, the Mass Effect 3 trailer?
Yes.
Where you see the kid flying the ship and all of a sudden the ship's up here.
No, it's like they're running around
here. Yeah, that's what happens.
And then, okay.
Yeah, but these kids are shooting at each other, not a little girl.
Like, one has a big log.
Yeah, well, there's one point where the kids like run to the plane, all of a sudden you see an actual ship go, gets blasted by a freaking big-ass cannon.
Well.
So, like, I'll explain. So, like, you're watching the trailer, there's a kid standing on top of a ledge with a gigantic log over his shoulder, mimicking, like, a rocket launcher. The screen pans out from him and goes to two kids standing on a bridge, and he actually shoots a rocket and blows up the two kids on the bridge. It's really cool.
That actually sounds really interesting, and I'm probably going to want to go see that.
Horrifying, yeah.
Right. But what's... I mean, the first time I saw something like that actually was in a video game commercial, which was the Modern Warfare trailer.
Oh, yeah. The
right? One was it Modern Warfare trailer?
The one where you see...
Where the, like, all the regular dudes, but, like, using the actual weapons.
Yeah, you see, like,
game.
Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. That was really cool.
That was a good one.
That was a long time ago. That was for, like, Modern Warfare 2.
And then they did another one for the second one.
So essentially what you're telling me is you're almost... The viewer of the movie is tapping into the imagination of the children.
Yeah, exactly. And they're actually showing the kids blowing up. Now, whether they come back later, it doesn't tell you in the trailer... But you actually see them blowing up.
That sounds
pretty,
actually very...
Yeah, it's something of interest.
You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me from a very specific scene in a movie about World War II with Italians and some American soldiers.
How they were always the tallest men in the world.
No, this is an inside joke, but it's to something and it's bad.
No, not that movie.
Oh, no.
We're not talking about Miracle
what was
of St. Anna.
That's what it was, Miracle
Next movie, Looper. Sounds pretty cool. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's in it, Robin himself.
Busy man.
Pretty much he's assigned to kill himself in the future. That's what the movie's about. And it's funny because his future self is Bruce Willis.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They said that they don't, those two actors look nothing alike.
I know, but...
So they gave him, like, chub.
Wait.
Yeah. Wait, I want to say something. Let Mark, he's got it. Yeah, let him go.
Let's see he's going to poop.
But what happens if Bruce Willis wins?
You're fucked.
Well, he kills himself. Yeah. I don't know, man. Watch the movie.
You know what?
Sounds like another Bruce Willis movie.
I'm throwing out movies of interest. I'm not saying this. Like,
I want to say something about this. Looper does look interesting, but the premise behind it is the whole fact that he has to kill himself in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That there alone is Terminator mixed with a horrendous movie called Jumper.
Hey, you know what?
I mean, it looks good. Like, the action looks awesome, but it's just the whole premise behind it is kind of, I don't know.
Jumper, is that the movie with the...
With Hayden Christensen, unfortunately. Yes, Darth Vader. Who I unfortunately...
Darth Vagina? And Samuel L. Jackson?
I think so.
Jumper, it's the guy who can teleport places.
Yeah, teleport places, and they have to ward off the paladins.
This is a bit of a tangent, but I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Jumper, at the end, when he's talking to his mom, I would have just... Dumped my mom into a volcano.
Yeah,
she was a bitch.
She's a paladin. Yeah,
she was a bitch.
Fuck you, bitch. No, that movie was
also bad. Yeah,
Jumper gave us one of the best.
What?
Jumper gave us one of the best Samuel L. Jackson lines.
Ever. Yeah, that's true.
Well, yeah, but
the consequences line.
Okay,
it's a good line.
But the movie's terrible.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't matter.
Next one.
I do want to. Can I say one thing about this movie?
Sure.
That is actually the best idea. If you're gonna hire someone to assassinate someone in the future,
it should be yourself.
It should be yourself in the past because
no matter what you win.
Yeah.
No matter what you win,
You don't have to pay him after.
Yeah.
I just want to say one more thing about. So you were talking about Jumper. I don't know if you guys realize this, but after that movie, Hayden Christian kind of went disappeared. But he hasn't done much.
Two bad movies. What do you want?
Yeah, he never
ever bad movies.
Yeah, ever since that movie, he's kind
of
disappeared.
What the hell was he in before? What? What else was he?
No, he was in.
He's in Star Wars.
Life is a House.
Life is a House.
No, after that movie, he was in Disappearance on 4th Street or whatever that was called.
Okay, so five bad movies.
Okay, five.
Apparently, the disappearance was permanent.
Oh! There you go. Next one. I think it's called Thale. Thale. Thale.
Thale Sinestro.
Anyways, it's about, it's a Nordic horror folklore movie where these two guys they do like some cleanup work, find a siren, which is, you know, like, guys know what a siren is?
I definitely do.
Okay. They find a siren, and that's the story. They don't really give you much else of that, but it's supposed to be a horror, and,
They're Mark's kryptonite.
I was really
Mark's kryptonite is the
job.
Siren.
I thought it was a full-time job.
No.
Way to move on.
Anyways, the next one, there's a funny one. It's a short. It's only 6 minutes long, but I'm going to mention it's called Tape. And the actual explanation is, when a Toronto man digs through his attic for a VHS, he encounters a distinctly 21st century problem. How to play it.
That better win TIFF.
Like, so that is funny.
You know, 6 minutes of awesomeness.
That better win the freaking best movie for TIFF.
I don't know if you guys have seen the Marvel Now panel that happened at Fan Expo, but there was a point where they were talking about a new issue of Hawkeye that was happening where there's a videotape. Where I was like, I was hoping to God that someone would ask this question because I didn't want to ask it because I'm right next to the camera filming the thing. It would come in like way too loud. But like, how's Hawkeye going to find a VHS player? Like, he's not going to find this. Like, oh, I found this videotape. Something's on it. It's like, is the entire story like him trying to figure out how to fucking play the goddamn thing?
Okay, while that's funny for jokes, it's really not that hard to find a VHS player.
Or a duo combo.
It's not that difficult.
That's true.
It's called Value Village. There's like dozens of them.
Yeah.
For like $1 each.
I have two in my basement still.
This was a much funnier bit when they did it in Cowboy Bebop, because then it was set in the future and there actually was a problem finding, especially because they were looking for a Betamax player.
Oh, okay, well that's especially hard.
Yeah.
So
I still got 8 tracks.
In order to speed this up, I'm not going to explain the next three, but I'll just give you the titles. One's called End of Watch. Another one is called John Dies at the End. And the other one's called Everybody Has a Plan. You guys can look them up on your own. There are another three movies of interest. We can move on from this.
He's going to fucking kill
me. I don't care. It's my topic.
I don't have the list of movies in front of me, so it's fine. Though I do, I'm interested in what? John Dies? What was it called?
Yeah, John Dies.
John Dies at the End.
So that sounds mean.
You know what? Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, spoiler alert much? Fuck, man. Yeah.
Paul Giamatti's in it.
All right. Sounds good.
An amazing actor.
Yeah, he's good.
So I would say definitely check out the Toronto International Film Festival, guys. It sounds like there's some pretty cool stuff going on there.
A lot of celebrities.
Some potentially interesting escapades.
We might be there.
Yeah, you might see us.
You might, who knows.
As per Lorenzo's previous comment. Yeah.
Naked.
No. You might be getting arrested.
You can do that.
I hope we don't get arrested, guys. Yeah. But anyways, check it out if you're in the Toronto area. And if you're not in the Toronto area, fly down. See the sights. It's all good. So we're going to move on to questions for the week.
Woo!
We actually have some questions this week, guys.
Holy crap.
Yeah, we got
questions for the last few weeks.
No, but still, this is the most we've had.
Okay.
We didn't have questions last week.
Let's go.
But we have questions again. First from a man.
Oh, Z-Man.
No, a man who refuses to change his username.
Oh, fuck.
His name is C-Man. He asks... Do you guys think it's still worth paying for Xbox Live, or do you think Microsoft should offer access to services like Netflix and multiplayer for free?
I say yes, mainly because the service is reliable. The online's smoother as all hell than PC or friggin' PS3. Also, the whole Netflix thing free, you can't do that, because the cost of servers and content.
Yeah, but Netflix, what he's arguing is that PlayStation offers access to Netflix without paying a monthly fee, whereas Xbox Live is required to access Netflix on Xbox 360.
Oh, yeah, because you don't have to get online, or not online, but you don't have to get service, unless you want free games from PlayStation.
Yeah, but like...
I honestly
online functionality exists on the Xbox 360, they're just blocking you out of certain things. Like,
yeah.
They'll let you use Zoom Pass without an Xbox Live subscription, or
yeah.
Xbox Live Music, or... movies yeah. now.
But no, I mean...
But they won't use that. I mean, just... Okay, to add insult to injury, guys, just so you know, the newest addition to, like, Xbox Live Gold subscription is, like, access to Internet Explorer 10 on your Xbox.
That was a dumb move.
So you need to be an Xbox Live Gold member to use Internet Explorer 10.
Which is stupid.
On your Xbox.
But I honestly don't mind paying for Xbox Live. Mainly because Xbox Live Gold members do get nice little perks of, like, discounts off games... early access for games, like multiplayer, betas, whatever.
Are you sure you're not talking about PlayStation Plus?
Nope.
You just described everything PlayStation Plus.
No, I'm being serious.
I don't get anything.
I do.
I don't get, yeah.
I got Trine 2 for 400 points.
You know my Xbox has done for me?
Like, usually 800 points.
I got Trine 2 for free.
Ooh.
No, but that's what PlayStation Plus are. I pay for both because I'm stupid. But
the only reason I like PlayStation Plus is some of them.
Trevor said the servers are reliable. No offense, Trevor.
Yeah. No, I had no issue.
We literally just recorded a friggin' thing for the website, and I was like, hey, Mike, go over there and hit that orc with your sword. And then, like, 10 minutes later, Mike was like, okay, G.
Okay, here's a question.
Guess what? That orc was already dead because Mark shot it.
Okay, here's a question.
You know why? Because there's a fucking 2-day delay on Xbox Live.
What internet service do you use?
Rogers.
There you go.
What
are we supposed to
do? The fucking thing is hardwired into my router.
I'm using a wireless signal from Bell Fiber Optic.
Oh, I had Bell. It was shit,
yeah,
too.
And no, I have no issues. I can host, no problem.
Don't bring Bell up. I will murder
okay, okay,
you.
Okay, okay. But hey, my connection's good. Especially 10 upload.
No, but I can see his argument here. He's like, do you think it's worth paying for Xbox Live?
No.
There's other services.
I say yes.
You finish.
No, but I mean, there's other services that do. They'll offer you this kind of shit for free. I mean,
online.
You don't... Yeah. Well, online, not so much anymore, but maybe in the future. But, like, PlayStation, you can play online for free. Sure, their infrastructure is terrible, but on the Vita, the infrastructure isn't as bad. No, I mean, when you're playing games online, the infrastructure isn't as bad.
Depending
on... downloading
on,
games. Yeah. Like, I downloaded a 1-gig game on my Vita in, like...
Yeah, it didn't take that long.
In, like, a third of the speed that it would have taken me to download on my PS3 for some reason.
Well, because they improved it with 1.80, I think.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. Like, how, like, the PS3 could do it and the Vita can't.
I don't know.
Or the other way around.
Yeah. First.
So...
Really, though, the only thing... I don't really like paying for Xbox Live unless you're going to be giving me other free services. Because I don't really find that reliable, not even just the delay. But sometimes parties don't work. Sometimes you get booted out of parties. Sometimes you're playing in games and your party drops when you're loading into other game. Sometimes your Xbox just turns off.
Yep.
So I'm sorry, but I'm not going to pay for a service like that unless you're going to give me other stuff. Like, I agree with him. Maybe they should be throwing us a free Netflix subscription.
I must be lucky because I don't have any of those issues.
Well, no. I don't think, obviously, they can't give you a free Netflix subscription, but I don't think they should gate that behind it. Like, if they want to gate just multiplayer, I have no problems with that because they try to do their best to make sure that the multiplayer experience on Xbox is as fast as possible. But there's no reason why Netflix and Hulu and Internet Explorer should be locked behind this sort of stuff.
Yeah. This is the thing that matters more. If he's playing games all year round, then, you know, the $60, whatever, that's fine. But, like, I only play games 4 months of the year. Starting in October, and then 4 months after that, and I'm done. Because after that, no games come out.
So,
paying for Xbox... No, they don't.
No,
sure
should get ones next year.
They sure as shit do not. And basically... after, like, March, you're basically not using any video game system until fucking November again. So paying for an entire year of Xbox Live is retarded. Because you're not using it, unless you're using it. Which, please tell me what game you're playing, because it's awesome, but I've never... my Xbox dies after March. I'm not paying $60 for nothing.
I'll
pay the $9 4 months. That's it.
All right, so I just want a quick round of opinions. Do you think you should pay for Xbox Live, Jake?
Fuck no.
All right, Lorenzo.
I think I don't give a fuck.
All right.
I'm going to go with yes.
All right. Mike.
No.
All right. Mark.
No opinion.
No opinion.
Gotta have an opinion.
Because I don't pay for it right now.
Sorry,
right.
Last time someone said they didn't have an opinion, they got shot in the face.
Yeah, but I have no time really right now to be playing live. But if I did, on G's point, I don't have anything to play live or any interest in anything to play live.
Let's
right
go
now.
Call of Duty.
But I'm not into those games.
Lately, all the games I've been playing are on PCs, so that's why I don't give a fuck, because I don't use my Xbox 360 or my PS3, so I have nothing to contribute.
Sounds good. I would say don't pay for it, even though I pay for it anyways, because I just pay for dumb things. Anyways, next
got
question.
Monies.
That's Jay.
I don't have money. So we're going to move on to the next question. This guy's got a name that doesn't make me feel like I'm dead inside. His name is SuperFZ. His question is, do you guys ever feel like you're getting too old for gaming? More recently, I have had problems keeping up with my work and my personal life and haven't had much time to play anything. Even when I get to sit down and play for a while, I find that I no longer have time for long games anymore. Do you guys feel the same way?
First off, if you don't have time for gaming, but you're listening to us, awesome. Because I love you.
Yeah, right.
Slow clap, everybody. Yeah, slow clap.
I'm not clapping for that.
I definitely don't feel like I'm getting too old for gaming, but in terms of balancing work, gaming, and the podcast with all you guys, it does get a little crazy.
Maybe your wife, you want to throw that in there?
Yeah, my wife as well, even though she's kicking the crap out of most people online right now.
Okay.
She's always a gamer, though. They game together, naked.
No, we don't do that.
Culture's come.
But no, I mean, I've been playing games since I was 5. So I don't see, like, no matter the age, no.
I'm sorry.
You're not sorry.
Who are you kidding?
We know that was purely intentional.
I totally understand his point because when I was a kid or even in high school, I could spend months playing a game, playing the absolute shit out of it. Yep. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I almost failed a grade in high school because of Chrono Trigger. So,
I believe it.
Like, I used to be able to dedicate a phenomenal amount of time to games. But, I mean, today, between various responsibilities that I have and work that I do for the website, I, at this point, like, I want you guys to understand that I love EVE Online. That is my favorite game, one of my favorite games ever. Okay? And I would play the shit out of that game if I had time. But I don't have time, so I can't play. So I think it really has negatively impacted my ability to spend large amounts of time playing games. Especially any game where you can't play it in small doses. Like, I can play, you know, a couple hours here, a couple hours there, even an hour a day throughout the week. But any game that requires a large time investment over a short amount of time, I'm probably not going to be able to do.
So, first thing, this guy mentioned job and social issues, right?
Yeah, social issues.
That means he's not a Call of Duty fan, so you're awesome. And because those people don't work.
Yeah.
And secondly, what? I don't care.
It's true.
It's like they don't work. Secondly, let him.
What?
Let him go ahead.
Just go ahead.
Secondly, I got a great idea. You know how you can increase the amount of video games you play? You get six of your friends. You start a podcast. You turn that podcast into a website. And then every time you play a video game, you have to post about it on the website. And you'll play all kinds of games. All kinds. You have a great time.
Okay, no.
Why are you creating competition?
Yeah, fuck you, man.
He's not going to do it. How do you know?
But I'm not.
We live in a pit of despair. Okay? Jesus Christ. It's like Pit Fighter. All of us. It's like choose your bastard and fight. God, it's like that fucking child.
He was being sarcastic, if no one noticed.
So much bitterness.
Anyway, I think it's just a matter of priority, you know? The older you get, I don't think you'll ever be too old for gaming, if that's part of the question. I don't think you'll ever be too old. I know I'll never be too old for gaming. But it's just, you minimize the amount of hours being spent on gaming. Why does everybody fucking laugh when I am trying to talk? It's like a joke goes and it's Mark's turn to speak and everybody fucking pisses themselves.
It's because
I haven't been here for fucking 40 podcasts. I've been gone in the desert like Jesus for 40 days and I'm fucking come back as the holy messiah and everyone pisses their fucking pants.
Because he said too old. He said you'll never be too old.
But you'll never be too old.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll never be too old.
Reminders. Oh, God.
For those listening, this will be the day of my resignation on the website.
No, you know what? Honestly, I thought you brought up some valid points. I wasn't even laughing at that. I thought they were laughing over the Pit Fighter comment, but
that too.
Oh,
don't worry, that one's at my expense.
I will trip in
words. The words of Jay.
I will trip in one thing. You can go ahead and call me corny as hell, but I've always stuck to this.
Oh.
As it comes to age and gaming, born a gamer, die a gamer.
Yeah. With this question, the only thing he said, feel like I'm getting too old. I don't think he's getting too old. I just think your amount of free time is reducing because of increased responsibilities.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. I don't think it's anything to do with too old.
It's basically what Mark said. You know, like you have more things happen, you know, you gotta shift your priorities and shit.
Yeah.
But you have a thing you gotta wonder.
If you guys got that all throughout the whole calling me a pedophile.
Mark is not a pedophile.
Because apparently I roam the streets for little children.
Oh, God, okay.
According to my partners here.
Someone's going to say nothing.
Hey, you know what? Technically, I would say maybe like you are being stalked by pedophiles because at Fan Expo, Pedobear knew who you were.
That's pretty creeped out.
He was my boss. At my old job.
Oh, God.
And for the record, no, I didn't follow in the ways, but...
At least it wasn't
to clear shit up,
okay.
Please, since I can speak for myself now, and I'm here for these podcasts, to clear shit up, my girlfriend is...
Barely legal.
Is many years younger than me, but she is legal.
In what state?
in Alabama.
All of the states, guys. All of the states.
Oh, so my sorry. Lord. And this is why I drink.
All right, so just so you guys know, I think we proved that we're all basically children.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't feel too old to play video games. No. We just don't have time for it.
Yeah.
Fuck. Like, personally, I actually haven't played a video game since the last game I reviewed, so...
Yeah. See what I mean?
Yeah. Actually, the last game I played was Kaito Shoujo, and I barely consider that a game.
I don't know.
And it also, I consider it a traumatic experience.
Let me just give you guys one piece of advice. Video game journalism isn't all it's cracked up to be.
No.
No, it is not.
It's not.
All right, we're going to move on to our last question. This comes from Whitboo. Is that what it is? Whitboo?
Whitboo?
What's up, Whitboo?
I love these people.
Wait. Trevor, say that again. There you go.
Okay.
I'm proud of that. He asks, as Canadians, are you guys avid drinkers of Tim Hortons coffee? Or do you prefer other sources of caffeine?
No.
Oh, fine. We talk.
No,
me last.
Okay, fine. I'm going to go ahead and start. I don't drink Tim Hortons coffee because the lineups are fucked up, and if I need coffee in the morning, I'll just go to the shitty gas station and get shitty coffee there.
I didn't want to eat coffee, but all right.
What?
You said eat coffee.
You didn't say eat coffee.
I eat coffee.
It's brown. Eat it. Just fucking beans, motherfucking egg.
Fuck this shit. I need it now.
No, that's Monster.
Oh, fuck.
Or Red Rain.
Yeah, Red Rain.
Fucking Red Rain.
You were living off that stuff.
That's true. For me, what I do for caffeine is what I tend to do is I either go to a gas station, either get their shitty coffee because it's cheap, or I buy, you know, 8 Red Bulls and consume them within a matter of like 30 seconds.
How the fuck are you not dead from that?
I don't know. Just so you guys know, withdrawals start with...
dies hard.
Yeah, withdrawals start with shakes, and then, you know, you get really nervous, and then you start convulsing, and then you
stay
fall
up for 24 hours straight. Or more. For me, I drink Tim Hortons when I can, but if I ever see McDonald's doing their advertising of free small coffee, I'm going there. I'll hit up every McDonald's I can to get a free coffee.
Well, free's free.
Yeah. I've actually done that before, where I've actually hit up, like, 4 different McDonald's in a single day.
All right, now let me take the floor here.
All right.
This topic was made for me.
Yeah.
All right, okay, I'll drink Tim Hortons. It's pretty good. I enjoy it. It's reasonable coffee. It's better than most other chain coffee places, so I don't mind that at all. But I'm a known notorious for being a massive coffee snob, so if you're in the GTA, I can recommend a couple of places you should definitely try for coffee. One is Cherry Bomb, and the second is... Dark Horse, but the one on Spadina, not any of the rest of them. And the third is Mercury Espresso Bar out on Queen Street East in the Leslieville area. Any of those three places, particularly for the espresso-based drinks, will show you what coffee is actually supposed to be like. Also, if you're in the GTA, you can order coffee beans from Dark City Coffee, which hand roasts coffee to order on an old-school hand roaster and overnight purilators it to you. And it's fucking awesome. So, I mean, generally, I don't go out. I don't get coffee at, coffee places that much anymore because I just make a pot French press in the morning myself and drink the whole thing. So.
I think that's honestly the best way to go because I used to basically need a coffee in the morning in order to function. I've sort of gotten off of that mostly because I've ruined any effect of caffeine on my body whatsoever unless I put massive amounts into it. But at this point, going to, I don't know about other areas, but in the GTA, going to a Tim Hortons to get a coffee in the morning is a massive time investment.
It is.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Like, you'll go there, you can't just get a quick coffee. Mm-hmm. You'll show up and you'll be in, like, a 30-minute line in the drive-thru or, like, a 40-minute line in the indoor area. Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, if it's later in the afternoon, yeah, whatever. But at that point, I usually don't even want a coffee anymore. So I guess as far as an avid drinker of Tim Hortons coffee, I am not one of them. So that is the direct answer to his question.
I'm like this without coffee, so imagine.
So I guess the answer to his question is, unlike most Canadians that we're stereotyped to be, we don't...
Tim Hortons only.
We're not like Tim Hortons only type people.
We're selective.
Tim Hortons is acceptable, but only just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'll go to McDonald's for the free coffee if I need a coffee.
Okay, well, no. I have some standard.
Hey, their coffee's actually gotten better. Somewhat.
Well, here's a question. Have you tried their coffee recently? Because their coffee's not bad.
It's gotten better.
It's gotten better.
I gotta say something about McDonald's coffee, though. It's actually fairly good.
Yeah.
I'd rather go stop at McDonald's, and this guy worked from at Starbucks, stop at McDonald's and Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They actually make good coffee now.
You know what?
Shocking.
You know what the difference is? McDonald's has set a bunch of guidelines recently for all their restaurants that a pot of coffee will not be on the burner for more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. If it's on the burner for more than 10 minutes...
Done.
They dump it and they make a new one.
Yeah.
And they do that because a lot of other places, like
competition,
like Tim Hortons has this policy too sometimes in some stores. Yeah. Some stores fuck up on this, but like you'll go to a diner, like for an example,
decaf.
We don't even brew it anymore.
Mother of God, I've served some people some fucking day old decaf.
For a quick example, if you go to a fifth wheel truck stop in Canada, that coffee's been on the thing the entire day and it tastes like rancid ass.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's, I don't know. So basically, are we having drinkers of Tim Hortons coffee?
And
not sure, but it's not bad.
Yet.
So whatever. All right, that seems to be all the time we have for this week, so we're going to close it out. If you have any questions, you can send them to podcast@thatsyourgarbage.com or send them to us via Twitter @thatsyourgarbage or post them in the comment section. We're going to have a bunch of stuff from the Toronto International Film Festival coming up, so keep your eyes peeled for that on the website, which is www.thatsyourgarbage.com.
It is a fancy
There's only three W's in that, not six.
I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't even type in the W's, just so you know. You guys
just type in T and then all of a sudden pops up, yeah.
Well,
for me.
I'm pretty sure unless we've broken into every person in the world's house and automatically typed in our site address into their
I can make it happen.
No,
I'm kidding.
What?
Nothing?
Do you have connections with even Santa Claus?
Apparently the U.S. government.
Yeah, do you have, like, connections with the NSA, CIA, FBI?
No.
The Easter Bunny, Santa Claus.
Batman?
Batman, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. So check out our stuff. We got more stuff coming up this week. We'll hear from you. No, you'll hear from us next week.